hustle on that beat. Oh.
She don't think that I can change, so I switch from a Benz to a Range.
And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I got more money than
they told me to tell you that this is Chris Brown and Ty. Is that Ty Dolla? Dolla?
Yeah, Ty Dolla Sign.
And Ty Dolla Sign, nothing like me. Well, you know what? I'll agree with that, because there ain't nothing like me.
That's about the song.
Hey, welcome to the Phil Henry Show. You're right, General. I'll totally go with you on that. There ain't nothing like you. General Galen Shaw, Phil Henry, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray. And we haven't seen you guys because we had a couple of, you know...
Well, you did a sports block. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, generally it's called a sports block, where you put in a block... The block programming.
Yeah, that's great, bud. The problem is I wasn't asking you. I wasn't asking you.
That was great. But I sound like you're all...
Yeah, you sound like you're it's a frightening thing to call the police because of the thing we heard.
What?
Now, what did you just say?
Yeah, see, everyone is looking at you, bud, now, because you're the one who looks like... You're the one that looks like 600 miles of asshole for the thing you've just said.
Well... I'm saying...
What you said was what Margaret just did there, going, ooh, what was it?
I'm not going to repeat what I did. It was a poetic, exclamatory moment.
Well, you go, ooh, sounds to me, if I was a neighbor, I'd call up the police and...
All right, I get the point, okay? So, Margaret, you were trying to do whatever you do. All right.
Well, no, but wait. I was trying to go, oh, and instead what I just...
Margaret, you know, you people make noises around here. It'd be better off not saying anything about it. Don't tell me. I want to talk about the sports block. Now, Dickman, you and Bozell, holy shit.
What was wrong with that?
Well, man, was that a Indy 500?
No, it was the Daytona 500, right?
Yeah, the Indy 500. Oh, my God.
All right, bud, not a lot of people are racing fans, okay? The Daytona 500, Robert.
What's that?
You ain't know what a Daytona 500 is?
I don't know what the Daytona 500 Indy 500.
Daytona 500 is what they call the NASCAR.
What, I'm sorry, was that ass car? Oh.
God damn, you're really laying some eggs, man.
What do you mean laying eggs?
Margaret, let's give the kid a break here, okay?
Well, I'm, excuse me, I just belched. Oh, God. Was that, what was that we had, General?
Well, we had peanut butter. Oh, I know. You had the scrambled egg on toast.
Yes, I did. I had an egg salad. No, I had the egg salad.
No, you had the scrambled egg on toast.
I did. I had scrambled egg on toast. It was fantastic, but I can feel the sulfuric gas beginning to come up now.
Oh, God.
Now, bud, cut it out, will you?
No, that's all right. I understand.
Ow! Get out of me, no.
Make it sound like I cut one.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. That was great. Where did you guys have breakfast?
Well, Jesus.
No, you want to make things normal here? I want to kick its ass.
Get away from him.
Yeah, where'd you have breakfast?
Don't you question me, you... What a chimp in a cage.
We had it over at Mrs. Olson's.
Oh. I like Mrs. Olson's.
So you won't deal with this?
Deal with what? The kid's a loudmouth. Shut up, bud, okay?
Yeah, see? That's all you had to say.
Well, then I get to say it. Shut your mouth, bud.
All right.
Now, I know, if I may...
Go ahead.
I know that you have on Don Berman today because he wants to deal with the Bill O'Reilly situation, and I, too, want to deal with that. However, I would be remiss if I didn't point out the wonderful series of comments that were made by Patty Arquette at the Academy Awards.
Yeah, absolutely. Only it's Patricia Arquette.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'll take that direction from... Would you clam it up, bud, before someone clams it up for you?
Well, we can clams it up for me. See, she said clam. I didn't say that.
Why is it every time I say clam, he thinks vagina?
All right, would you guys knock it off for 5 seconds here? God almighty.
Well, that's what he thinks.
Where are you going?
None of your... Oh!
Shit!
Ask me. You keep pushing me, bud, so help me God, I'll end you.
Need some help?
Doing what?
Bud, quit pushing it, or she is really going to kick your ass.
Already beat my nose, dude.
You know something, Dickman? You're starting to bug me. I'll go ahead and take you apart myself.
Are you leaving? Are you going to make those comments about,
Well, I was going to say Patty. You said Patricia Arquette?
Yeah, it is. It's Patricia Arquette, technically. Although it says Patty Arquette on her Twitter handle. Yeah, you know, I mean, she said some... I think she said great stuff. Now, there's some people who seem to think that what she said... was it, like, was not inclusive?
Well, The problem, I think, with what Miss Arquette said was that she did not include in this call to action on behalf of women. She did not include the gays. She did not include the blacks. She did not include the Hispanics. She did not include, of course, the
LGBT.
I understand, Phil. I'm getting it.
What is it called?
The LGBT.
Well, you see, I don't know. What does that mean?
Lesbian, gay.
I know what it is. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual.
Yeah, God, you want to say it faster.
I wanted to get it out.
Okay, Margaret, you win.
I was not a race, Phil.
Well, I'll say it.
The two of you idiots, I still don't know what it is.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual.
Yes, and I don't think Patty was inclusive enough. But I certainly am willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. Now,
We have to do some Bob Bakian traffic here. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad tidings, if you don't mind. But
right when I'm going to say,
Bob, go ahead.
Bob, right now, Phil, I'm sorry. I was just picking up a clipboard I dropped on the floor. Fucking playing. I thought tic-tac-toe, the tic-tac-toe. I got my daughter up here with me. We've got playing Pin the Tail and Doc's on the little doggy. And she's got her crayons and colors. Like, hey, Bob, make it up here on the traffic right now. I'm downtown. Hey, if you're enthralling, if you're going to find out you're enthralling up there and you're all about, I'll tell you right now, you're mad, one, you're mad at that. You're mad at a boy. If you're mad at a little boy, you have to be mad at a little girl. You're all about to do that. I'm Bob Bacon. I'll kick your ass.
Everything I've done has led me to what I'm going to do. Gun in my hand. I can't fucking stand it. I'm fucking done. So fuck this life.
Famous Phil Henry Show, and don't forget our website is philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass to our website, and you get yourself access to close to 20,000 hours of full shows. You have access to our Milwaukee Lion archive.
I heard the football game. That was pretty wild.
That's right. We had the archive of Milwaukee Lion football yesterday.
Oh, so that's what I heard.
Yeah. And also you have access to, Bud and Steve's at Daytona 500 and our video cast archive. Also, archives of television pilots and television appearances and radio interviews that we've done, and even things that weren't on TV or shouldn't have been on TV, like that panel I was on at the Aspen Comedy Festival.
Thank you. Oh, you didn't like being on that, huh?
I've had happier days. Anyway, it's all there at philhenryshow.com. It's philhenryshow.com. This then, sworn in.
Yeah.
So Bob is up there with his daughter?
Well, that's what I thought I heard, yes.
All right. Don Berman, of course, is the Channel 19 news anchor, and we hear Don every evening around 6, 7. Actually, he's at 5, 6.
But no, wait, because I watch the Don Berman report on Channel. I never miss the Don. It's at 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, no, it's 5, 6, 7, and 8, 10, and 11, 11, 30, and 12.
What kind of news report is that?
It's not one news report, Phil.
You understand? It's a bunch of... You know how they go, hey, join us at the 5 and the 6 and the 7 and the 8 and the 9 and the 10.
Well, you'll go 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wait a minute. How many news reports is he doing?
Here's a great idea, Phil. Why don't you ask him? You're going to have him on the air here in a few seconds. You can ask him.
Well, I will ask him because...
No, but I'm pretty sure it's... Because I've heard him say, hello, everyone, this is Don Berman, and join me... Won't you? He'll always say, join me, won't you?
We're not interested in that, General.
Well, I'm interested in it.
Oh, my God. Did you see the eyes on him?
No, you're bugging him.
I'm not. He's bugging me.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't mean to bug you, Margaret, but I'm bugging right now, and I'm ready to vote.
All right, General, he says what?
He says, what am I doing with this?
Looks like tissue paper.
Well, I don't know. You want to think I'm going to wipe my ass in front of everybody?
What do you need it for?
I don't know. It was something I could crumble up instead of someone's neck. Now then,
Excuse me, I think I better get out of here.
No, just sit down, please. What's the thing here, General?
What's what thing?
What are you trying to tell us?
Oh, Berman.
Yeah, Berman. How many news?
Well, he does the 4, 5...
No.
Look at Dickman, don't piss me off any more than I already am. He does the 4, 5, 6... Fuck.
All right, let's get Don... Here's a great idea.
This is what I asked you to do in the first place.
No, Margaret, no, you didn't. Don Berman...
Yes, you... Oh, my God, yes, I did.
All right, Don Berman on the line with us here. And I'm going to talk with Donnie. I say Donnie, and I say that with all due respect. Don Berman on the line with us here from the newsroom at Channel 19. And what we'll try to do is, you know, get a little bit of perspective on the news. Is Don there right now?
Don Berman, yeah. We're waiting on a lineup of Don Berman. To get to Don Berman, yeah. What? Don, to get to Don Berman. Don.
Give me the phone. Hey, who's there? There's nobody there, bud.
Okay. We're waiting on Don Berman.
There's an empty line there.
Well, I heard the newsroom.
Yeah, hey, Don, how you doing? No, wait, I'm not Phil. This Bud. Well, I mean, thank you. You think I sound like him?
Give me the phone. Don, it's Phil. What do you mean he sounds like me? Yes, me, Phil Hendry. Thank you. Don Berman joining us right now here on the Phil Hendry Show. Don, good day to you.
Good day, Phil, and thank you, everyone, for I thank you for indulging me, and thank you for your patience. What I was attempting to do here before we came on the air is I wanted to get my notes. I was collecting some notes, and I was also, I wanted to talk to Rudy Garcia. Rudy is a, not Rudy Garcia, Ray Garcia. Ray is a reporter who I believe was in the Falkland Islands, and that would have been... I think, what, it's 1982, Phil?
I think the Falklands War, General?
Yes, the Falklands, yes. The Falkland War.
What is it called again?
The Falklands War, the Falkland Islands.
The Falkland Islands? Where is that?
The Falkland Islands are off the coast of Argentina.
Well, maybe we ought to let people know what we're talking about here. The Falkland Islands were at one time, Phil, the Maldives. The Maldives. The Maldives... The Maldives were an island an island group off the coast of Argentina, and these were islands that were at one time thought to be the possession, or at least in the opinion of the people there in Argentina, was the possession of the Argentina or the Argentinian. And
well, what do you mean, Argentina or the Argentinian?
Well, the the Argentinas. Are the people who live there.
No, they're the Argentinians.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the Argentinians are the people who live there. The Maldives is what they called those islands. And those islands were in the possession of the British Empire. Now, the Argentinian government, and I will have Rudy Canosa coming on here in just a moment, because you know that Rudy is a native of Argentina and can speak more directly to this.
Is Rudy there at the newsroom with you?
Yeah, we have Rudy. He's speaking actually to L. Ron Martin, and we'll bring him in here in just a moment. But until such time as we do, and I'm not going to bring him on any sooner. Excuse me, L. Ron. I think the guy... No, I'll bring him on when I bring him on. You don't tell me. I know you're the station manager.
I just think it's a good idea.
Well, that's... Phil, this is Don. You can hear me, Phil?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, this is Don Berman reporting here from the Channel 19 newsroom. I'm speaking with Phil Hendry right now, and I want to talk more about the Bill O'Reilly situation.
I understand that, but you got a guy here.
I understand what I have, Elron. How are you doing, Rudy? All right, why don't you get on that phone, call the Phil Hendry Show. I'm sorry, Phil, we should have coordinated this.
All right, well, I tell you what, may I take a shot at describing, just to give you a little bit of background here?
You're giving me background?
No, if I can help people understand or be clearer as to what it is we're talking about. That's all I guess I wanted to say here.
Say that again?
I said if I could help people understand what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
All right.
What do you mean, people? I understand what we're talking about.
The people that are listening while you get L. Ron Martin.
Oh, yeah, I'm very sorry. Now, what he wants to do is he's going to explain it, and what I'm trying to do is get you off my back, you see?
Okay, Don, if you don't mind, I'm talking.
Oh, why don't you guys bug off? You all of you, bug off. Just bug the...
Wow, would you put him on hold, for God's sake?
What? You know something, Phil? You really, really need an on-site producer.
You know, Phil, now that's the smartest thing I've heard. You really do.
You need an in-studio producer. Why do you think you can do this yourself?
It doesn't take that much of a... It's not that hard if we know what we're doing, Bud.
I had the guy on the phone, and he thought I was he thought I was Phil Hendry, and when you and I, he said, hey, Bud Dickman? And you go, no, Phil Hendry.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What about it?
Well, I mean...
Did I say something wrong? Should I have said, no, it's Bud Dickman?
No, but...
You're the jackass that's sitting there talking to him. Put him on the air, set him up, get him ready to go. Okay, we're going to be right back in a world-famous Phil Hendry show. We'll take this musical break, I guess, and be right back.
Days
and
a week, I don't even know what the fuck today is. I hit the booth and I just went Super Saiyan. I run with the perp like I play with the Ravens. These bitches ran a Raven. Hope I never have to go back watching Everybody Loves Raymond
E. Morty Kahn's Trade Talk. Let me tell you something right now. You hear about Trade Talk. You hear about Fidelity Investments. You hear about all of these brokers. At Morty Kahn's, I'm the place that can con you. And when we say we con you, that means we help you. We help you to invest. We help you to maximize your potentiality and take all of that money that you've been putting into stocks and put it into something worthwhile. Marty Kahn's Investments. We're the con that works.
Marty Kahn's Investments.
You know, you guys are slow on the uptake around here.
No kidding, bud.
Being no kidding, bud.
Well, all this kind of just, I'm hearing things clicking and...
Okay,
you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to start beating some people up around here. Phil Hendry Show.
What is this?
What is this? This is Chris Brown again. Play no games. How many times have we played? This is Big Sean with Chris Brown and Ty Dolla $ign. Who gives a...
Dad, I don't give a sweet good goddamn what you're playing the music. I want to talk to this guy, Berman.
All right, Don Berman on the line with us. From the Channel 19 newsroom here in Los Angeles. Don, as I said, good to have you with us. And I know that Rudy Canoza has just called in from the same newsroom. Now, did you, Rudy, drive over there?
I was asked by Delroy and Martin and warned the producers here, Kathy Ream, to drive over.
Kathy Ream invited him over, Phil, and I concurred.
I said, well, I'd be happy to help if I can, you know. This is a painful chapter in the history of the Argentinian people, Phil, a painful chapter. And to mix into this chapter that already is painful, and to mix into this chapter that's already painful, Bill O'Reilly and his, well, they were saying in Spanish, to mix in Bill O'Reilly and his caca, cucuta la caca, which is...
Well, I think we know what that word means.
Yeah, we do, Rudy.
No, but you didn't hear it. I said caca, cuculu, cucu, in the gulu.
If you don't know, Phil, I can interpret that.
I got caca and culu, and I think...
Boy, you guys really are pushing it, aren't you?
Oh, my God, I just got it myself. Why don't you guys grow up?
What do you say, Miss Harry?
It's not very nice. It's not... So what you were saying that this was a period in Argentinian history known as what?
It's a period in Argentinian history that we will forever know as the time of the caca culu times.
Dude, it is so painful for the Argentinian people. They don't even really... They can't really articulate it other than to say caca culu, and it doesn't even mean anything, does it?
Really, it does not mean anything, Phil, because you can take a bunch of dirty words and throw them together and say them in a very quick way, and, you know, and my name is Rudy Canoza. You know, Phil, you have been on your program so many times. I stand for love. You know, I stand for love.
You do, Rudy, and you've always talked about treating women with respect.
Well, I'll say that, Rudy, but, you know, in wartime, every man has to stand and be counted.
You know what, General, you're so right. And my country, in Argentina... We were led down the garden path by these dictators, this turd on a stick with a hat, this turd with a hat. I don't even know the guy's name, the dictator that we had. And he says, I'm going to take you to war, and we're going to beat the British, and we're going to take over the Maldives, and the Maldives will forever be a part of Argentina. And the Argentinian people believe this.
Now, were you a young man? Were you in the service then?
I was a young man, but I was at that time a little too young. At that time, I was only about 16 years old. My older brother did go. And my older brother was a Coast Guard, Argentine Coast Guard. And the day that the Argentinian forces had to surrender to the British, it was the most shameful day for the Argentinian people. And that's when we all as one said, this is a cacaculu up your book.
I heard that. That is vile.
My country was defeated in war. Do you think I'm supposed to stand here and be polite?
I can understand how that would really piss you off.
Let me tell you something, Rudy. As a military man, you know, you never want to let your country down. And the Argentinian military junta, those are the jokers, that pack of jokers, sitting around, you know, they probably thought the whole thing was a big ball game. They're just sitting there picking their asses and eating popcorn. And they let their people down, and they didn't defend Argentina.
That is exactly right, but the good news was that Argentina had a brighter future.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you got rid of the military junta, and you put in a democracy, and now Argentina's doing okay, huh?
Well, the economy, of course, could be better. A lot of things could be better. You know, the business for me could be better. With good times, you know, with good times, though, come prosperity. And when prosperity comes, then the women and the Don, I was speaking to Don Berman about this.
Rudy was telling me earlier, Phil, that with the prosperity of the new Argentinian democracy, the Argentinian spring, if you will, a lot of food and lots of goods, and the people started to do better. And certainly with the eating and the laying around and drinking and sitting in the cafes there on the Boulevard of Buenos Aires and many of the beautiful cities there in Argentina, people tend to get big and they tend to get chubbier and fatter. And Rudy was saying the women were,
Hey, by the way, who is this Ray Garcia? Ray Garcia you were talking about? You mentioned Rudy Garcia.
No, I misspoke because I know I had Rudy here. Ray Garcia was a newsman that I had worked with early on when I was in a small station in Texas. Ray had been down in Argentina, and he was the one who firsthand said that he saw the women down there after, Ray was there during the time of the Falklands War, and then he saw the big women, and
it's the time of the big women, yeah.
The time of the big women.
What was the time of the big women? Was this right after the war?
Well, yes, it was, Margaret, because the times were better. And the women, everything got big and you know, I say this with respect because you understand my culture.
Yes.
All right. The women got big and, you know, it was nice, you know, and so they'd walk down the street and you'd want to say, you know, you'd want to go, you want to do the foghorn. But I hadn't thought about it. All I know is I felt the foghorn in my mind. I felt the foghorn in my mind.
What are you talking about, a foghorn in your mind? Wait, you know something, Rudy? We're talking about a war zone. And what about this guy, Bill O'Reilly?
I'll get to O'Reilly. Don't worry about that. That's me, Don Berman. That's my territory. I'll get to O'Reilly. But what Rudy is talking about is the first inklings he had that when he went to America and opened up his own lingerie shop, that you would need the foghorn.
Yes, I felt that there would be a, you know, I heard that in my mind. But also, the thing I heard in my mind was, am I doing that right?
You want to do the tuba.
Okay, it's kind of a tuba. You know?
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the big women. God.
God, Phil, you're going to break this castanets.
Well, we're trying to get to the bottom of this story about Bill O'Reilly, and you guys are talking about the women got big and fat and juicy.
I did not say juicy.
Well, you were alluding to it.
I said they got big and nice. But,
Dad, you talk about a tuba.
What's that?
You talked about a tuba.
Yes, I talk about a tuba, because what I was talking about, Dickman, if you listen to the things that Rudy says, instead of sitting there and being luxuriating and seeping and marinating in your own dumb ass ways of things. Your ways, bud, are so dumbass. You know, I don't know your ways. Your ways are strange to me.
Your ways are strange to me, not even talk about the things we got to talk about.
See what I mean? You're going, you sound like the Argentinian, you sound like the American version of the Argentinian Mije. The Mije lives in the hill. And the Mije is a fictitious Argentinian character that wears a pointed hat with a pointed nose, and he comes skipping down the hill every time there is a bad harvest, every time there is a rainstorm, every time there is disease, every time a crop fails, every time the animals die. And, of course, in the most recent memory, every time we lose a war, here comes the Argentinian, the mythic Mije, or what you call a culo, not culo, that was the other thing.
Wait a minute, what am I doing on the phone? Get out of here, get back to the studio.
No one talks to me that way.
No! I'm in the news.
Get out of there. Sorry, what are you talking about, the culo and all this bullshit?
I'm saying, the Argentinian Mije is the...
Is it like an elf or a fairy?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. And this comes prancing down from the hills. And on the day that we lost the war to the British, many, an old man, an old woman, a wise old man, and a wise old people in the villages, in the hills, in the hamlets, many of them spoke of the Mije. as it came dancing down the hill, laughing and cackling, and saying, hee hee hee, you people are a bunch of schmucks. Look what you did, Dan.
Well, what do you mean, you people are a bunch of schmucks? So it's mocking, it's a mythic creature. Is it like the banshee?
Like the what?
There's the Irish banshee, the spirit.
No, not the banshee. And it's not like, it's not a hobbit, and it's none of that bullshit, okay? It's, excuse my French.
You're talking, we really need to get into Bill O'Reilly here, if you don't mind.
We're talking about getting to Bill O'Reilly.
Talk about Bill O'Reilly, not get into him. God damn. Oh.
All right. Let's take a break, okay?
I'm trying to think of the Argentinian Mije or the Argentinian... Tinkerbell. Yeah, it's like an Argentinian Tinkerbell, or the Tinkerbell.
Hey, talk about a Tinkerbell, it's Disneyland.
Yes, that's right. But,
all right, what about this thing?
Well, Phil, this is the culture of my country. If you don't have any time for it, shit, excuse me, man.
Well, Phil, you should have some respect.
Phil's having respect. He's just trying to get you guys to start making sense. And not talking like a couple of guys that need to be in a soft room. Now, I'm sitting here...
Now, General, hold your horses. I'm trying to make points.
All right, when we get back, I'm going to forget all about the Mije, the Tinkerbell, and the Argentinian spirits. Put them on hold, please.
Don't dismiss us.
I don't want to talk any more about that. I want to get into the Bill O'Reilly thing.
That's what we wanted to talk about. That's why he has... What's his name?
You're talking about Rudy Canoza.
Yeah, Rudy Canoza.
Yeah, right.
All right, I'm sorry, Rudy Canoza. I do want to remind everyone, please follow me. Everybody talks about their Twitter feed, and I'd like to tell everyone about my Twitter feed. My Twitter feed is twitter.com/MargaretGray. That's twitter.com/ Margaret Squay. God damn it.
Margaret Gray.
Yes. Also, my husband Frank Gray is on Twitter, twitter.com/FrankGrayEsquire. Oh, didn't know that, did you?
That's what they call a lawyer.
Yes, they do. Frank Gray Esquire there on twitter.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, all that remains here on The Phil Henry Show. And we'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm General Galen Shaw, inviting you to visit the online store, the Phil Henry Show online store, for all of your online needs. Let me tell you something, my friend. You ain't seen nothing until you've seen all the grooviosity that Phil's got there in his store. Let's take a look, shall we? And I'll tell you what, when you see all the neat things, why, looky right here. There's the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt, the Teds of Beverly Hills T-shirt, the Best of the Phil Henry Show, all of the digital downloads, as well as the hard copy CDs. And then, of course, there's the clothing. And then, of course, there's the collectibles, the gift subscriptions, there's gift subscriptions, the
gift subscriptions,
the gift subscriptions, all there at philhenryshow.com. Just ask for me, General Galen Shaw, and people will say, yeah, so what? And you'll say, well, the general said ask for him, and they'll say, well, he ain't here right now. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Boy, that All That Remains, is that a new album? Or is it the old album? I think that's the new album, huh?
I think that is a new album. They're a very good group, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know whether it's a new album or not, but anyway, that's All That Remains. It's the Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. All right, so we are talking here with our good, close, personal friends there in at the Channel 19 newsroom, and that would be our buddy Don Berman. We have Rudy Canoza also, who has gone by the... Channel 19 newsroom. I understand. I'm given to understand. If you don't mind, I'll just ask one more question to Rudy, Don. Then I want to get into the whole Bill O'Reilly thing.
Perfectly fine.
You're on your way to Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Yes, I'm going to 10 Bar at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I thought you quit last week.
I did, but Ted called me and he had a special emergency. He's got some kind of a wedding reception, you know.
Dad, you said you was going to quit and now you're going back.
Well, I bet you the money's pretty good, though, huh?
You can't beat the money, but it's not that I need the money so much as I'm doing Ted a prayer, you know, a favor. I got to do a guy a favor, you know. If you do a guy a favor, that guy can do you a favor. There's no question about it.
No, Philip. Truer words were never said.
All right, Don, you were never in the Falkland Islands, were you?
No one was, for God's sake.
No, you misspoke. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
everybody's
times? Nobody was in the Falkland Islands except the BBC. Nobody. Not CBS, not NBC, not ABC, none of those schmucks, and certainly not Don Berman. As much as I would have liked to have been there, I was not there, and that's just that, you know. And I could. Well, I'll tell you this much though. Bill O'Reilly wasn't there either. Oh, and that's the thing that's got him into trouble.
All right, now here's what I read, and you just correct everything that you need to correct or nothing. I read a couple of guys saying that this guy David Korn in Mother Jones.
Now, Phil, be careful. Mother Jones is a well-respected news organ.
Organ, you got organ all right. I don't know whether it's well-respected, but it's definitely hanging off of somebody right between their legs.
All right, thank you.
Well,
you know something, Don? The reason why you don't respect Mother Jones...
What is this Mother Jones? Is this a person or a magazine?
It's a left-leaning rag. That this guy, David Korn...
All right, hold on for a minute.
Left-leaning rag, huh? You wish you were standing on a street corner collecting quarters.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Collecting quarters and selling that thing, wearing your little hat and your baggy pants, and then saying, excuse me, sir, do you mind if I use the toilet?
What?
All right, look. I want to talk about the Bill O'Reilly thing, if you don't mind.
Fine.
Margaret, you might have thought you got a shot in. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I did. She's talking about you standing there with your pants down.
What?
Will you guys shut up for fun? All right, here's what I heard, Don.
Yeah, go ahead.
You didn't get the put down.
If I'm going to get up and walk out again.
Well, I don't blame you, Phil.
Fine.
All right, here's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that the Mother Jones, this guy David Korn, was nitpicking whether O'Reilly was in a combat zone. Now, I heard that he wasn't technically in a combat zone as it pertains to soldiers and troops. He was, in fact, on the streets of Buenos Aires where there was some kind of a disturbance. In O'Reilly's mind, that meant combat zone. In the minds of some of the reporters that were there, it was not a combat zone at all. In fact, no one had died. It was simply people protesting, soldiers firing in the air over their heads. Now, here was the point that was made in the article that I read. The writer said that while David Korn may have had a good point, as it pertains to semantics, okay, what he should have gone after, instead of talking about whether O'Reilly was in fact in a war zone there in Buenos Aires or not, he should have gone after the timing. There was something that O'Reilly said that wasn't right. Like, I think he said that I was in the Falkland Islands.
No. What he's talking about is that if you were going to attack Bill O'Reilly on anything, you could attack him on the statement that he did make, which was, you know, you could say is inaccurate. He said I was in the Falkland Islands. He didn't say that I was in the Falkland Islands war, but he said the Falkland I was in a war zone, and he put that in the same sentence with the Falkland Islands. Now that's a pretty brash statement. Although I think O'Reilly could slither out of that one. But one of the problems that you have with O'Reilly.
But can I ask a question here?
Yeah, go ahead, God.
Well, Margaret, come on.
I'm trying to make a point here, Margaret.
Go ahead. I wanted to jump in, though, and ask you a question about your own motivation here.
What about my motivation?
Well, what do you care? You're a newsman. Why are you looking to rip Bill O'Reilly an ass?
Because Bill O'Reilly, you know...
Margaret, look, this guy...
No, General, I've got it.
This guy, he's trying to make a point here.
No, I've got this. You know, because I know what she's trying to do. What you're trying to do is make it look like I'm jealous of Bill O'Reilly, and here I am in my little podunk. I work at an L.A. market television station, okay? All right?
Yes, I know. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, okay. It may not be national, but it is L.A. You know? God damn, you know. Well, you know, Rudy, I get tired of this shit. I'm telling you.
Would you watch your language? I know you work in L.A., but it is not a national gig, is it?
No, it's not a national gig, but let me tell you something. The viewership that we get here on Channel 19 is every bit as significant in terms of people. And I'm not even going to get into this argument with you. What I want to say is something very simply. Simply this. That Bill O'Reilly is a newsman that many people respect. But he's an opinion guy. You know, he's not a news collector. He's an opinion. He gives opinions. So that's how he slithers out of it. And the only thing I think that myself, Eric Enberg, and some of the other people in the news business, the only thing we were objecting to is the slithering and it's the way the guy slimes around, you know? It's hard for me to explain, but Bill O'Reilly is Mr. Teflon. I've not seen a guy that can escape the slime and the slither since that guy, that Teflon Don. What was the guy's name, Phil?
Talk about John Gotti?
Yeah, there you go, John Gotti. I haven't seen a guy that's able to slime his way out of things since John Gotti, and that is this guy, Bill O'Reilly. They used to call Reagan the Teflon president, you know, and they called John Gotti the Teflon Don. Well, this guy, O'Reilly, you can't make anything stick.
Yeah, well, you don't want to know something? Bill O'Reilly's got a lot of fans out there. Now, Brian Williams, because they were trying to compare him to this guy, Brian Williams.
All right, well, let me make a point about that.
No, hold on for a minute. Brian Williams, that guy on his best day couldn't carry Bill O'Reilly's jockstrap.
Oh, Jim, listen, General, I happen to be a newsman.
Yeah, well, you're a newsman, but you said that Bill O'Reilly does opinions.
All right, now let me say something.
Wait, hold on, Phil.
No, let me say something. Because the General and Margaret are getting at something here. I just want to know what your motivation is. Because if Bill O'Reilly is an opinion guy and you're a news guy, what do you care?
Well, I care about credibility. The guy may be an opinion guy now, but back then, he was in the news gathering business, wasn't he? How about, what do you think, Rudy?
I don't know. I'm a guy that sells underwear, you know?
Well, okay, so Rudy agrees.
What do we care whether Rudy agrees? We got you on, because you're the news guy.
Yes, but I just wanted to find out what he thought. Because he's from Argentina, and you said you agree.
I don't know. Yeah.
So he agrees.
The guy sells jock straps.
I don't sell jock straps.
Hold on. Wait a minute, guys. This is ridiculous because it has nothing to do with the price of tea, as they say in China. It's got nothing to do with the price of bread on the street. We're talking. Take it easy. We're talking about Bill O'Reilly and the comments that he made. Now, Bill O'Reilly is a guy that loves to, you know, talk like he's hot shit, okay? But it's very, very difficult to make anything stick on that guy because he is so beloved of his audience and because his employers support him. And the other thing about Bill O'Reilly is he comes out on the counterattack very quickly.
Well, that's the key right there. Bill O'Reilly can say things that are so absolutely stupid, you wonder how he ever got a job in news. For instance, the Malmedy Massacre. We all remember that when Bill O'Reilly said that the Malmedy Massacre was perpetrated by American soldiers. Now, any sixth grade student of history would know that's like saying that the British won at Yorktown. That's how stupid that is.
No, it's not. Nobody knows about the Malmedy.
What?
No, a lot of people wouldn't know about Malmedy.
No, Malmedy is one of the biggest events of World War II. Very well publicized, very well recorded, very well written up in history books. It's pretty, pretty hard to screw that one up.
Yes, but Bill O'Reilly screwed it up and no one cared. No one questioned that Bill O'Reilly was a complete and abject imbecile when it came to one of the most significant events in terms of the slaughter of unarmed soldiers in any war. And it took place in World War II. American soldiers machine gunned by German SS. Bill O'Reilly thought it was the other way around. That didn't stick. And I have to ask myself why.
Because Bill O'Reilly is a lying two-bit.
All right, if we're going to do a serious commentary here, you can't just call names.
I want to say something here.
Well, hold on for just a minute. I'll get to you in a minute.
You're not going to put. What do you think I am? Just,
you're the guy, you sell jock straps. What do you know?
And why did you ask me to be here?
Because you were in Argentina. Well, you were in. Were you in Argentina during the Falkland Wars?
Yes, I was in Argentina. If I told you my brother was in the Coast Guard. I told you my brother's in the Coast Guard.
What was he doing, blowing up inner tubes? What do you mean in the Coast Guard?
What do you mean blowing
up? The Coast Guard does a lot more than that.
Maybe in America.
Well, look. So what was your brother doing?
My brother was in the Coast Guard. Everyone was armed then. Everyone in the armed forces of Argentina was a part of this conflict. We were living in a country at the time. We were living in a very small village called La Mala. But when the war ended, we ran up and down the village streets going, caca, your culo, shove it up your... We were very pissed off, to put it in American expression. And that's when I made up my mind that my mother and my brothers and my sisters would no longer live in this toilet bowl of Argentina unless things change. And I made up my mind that I would leave Argentina. And I'd go to make money in America, and I would bring the money back to Argentina.
And you fulfilled that.
Yes, you've done very well for yourself, Rudy, but that doesn't speak to the whole Bill O'Reilly thing.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, when I came to America, the first thing I did is I flip on the TV. And that's the very first thing I did when I came to America. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying you turn on the television set.
Well, I imagine everyone would do that. They get to a hotel.
No, but I made a point. of, I said, when I get to America, what is wrong with his phone, man? You know?
Yeah, this is the so-called new phone we've got here.
I made a point.
Don't be a pain in the ass, you know?
All right, I'm not just saying.
His phone has made a lot of noise. I made a point to turn the TV on because I wanted to see American television. For the first time in my life, I wanted to enjoy American television. I heard so much about it. And I said to myself, Rudy, this is what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch American TV. And I'm going to enjoy it. And I looked at a cartoon. And I looked at Mickey Mouse. And I looked in a, I looked at a TV show. It was called Three's Company. And
you watched all these TV shows, and what did that mean to you?
This was America for me. This was the whole culture right there in front of me. And I said, now I'm going to go out. I'm going to open up one of the top drawer. I said, top drawer. And I said, hey, man, Rudy made a joke, you know, a top drawer.
That lingerie?
Yes, I'm going to open up one of the top underwear joints in L.A. you know, this will be one of the top underwear joints in all of L.A. No one will be able to compete with Rudy when I get this sucker rolling. You know, you'll be hanging on for mercy. And so I opened up one of the top underwear joints in L.A. Then what I did after that...
What are you talking about, man? We're talking about the Argentinian War.
No, but this is what happened to me after the Argentinian War.
But the question was, Bill O'Reilly, you know what...
You see, this is what I'm talking about. You guys will never be able to bring down O'Reilly. Never! They'll never bring O'Reilly in. Never!
You know, you sound like Edward G. Robinson and Keith Hart, you know.
But let me tell you something. Yes, they will. Yes, we will.
Why, I want to know, once and for all, why this is such a big thing to you, Berman, and I want to know it now.
Because O'Reilly, I hate his guts. Every newsman hates his guts. Every commentator hates his guts. I hate him. You know?
Why?
I know why, because he's successful, and he's more successful than you.
No, that's not it at all. That is, Margaret, forgive me, but that is beneath you. That is the kind of analysis I would expect out of some, that's the kind of analysis I would expect out of O'Reilly. That's the kind of small mind that he has. I am concerned with our business. I'm concerned with our profession. Bill O'Reilly was in Argentina. I'll give him that. What he did there, I have no idea. He's calling people cowards and liars. We have no idea whether what Bill O'Reilly said happened, happened. You've got a million guys who are contradicting him. He said this, and there's 1,800 guys who were down there and said it didn't happen.
Well, what are they saying?
What they're saying is, they're saying that it was not a riot.
They're saying it wasn't. Not only was it not a riot, that when the army and the police shot, they shot into the air. They didn't shoot anyone.
So, Bill O'Reilly's lying. Why?
I don't think he's lying.
Why don't you think he's lying?
I think he's misremembered. I think he misremembered it. And I think when it finally did coalesce in his brain, when it finally did kind of settle, he said, well, you know, I was running for my life. I think that every bit was a war zone.
Well, let me tell you what a war zone is, okay? And if Bill O'Reilly wants to know, I'd be more than happy to let him know. A war zone is where you are fighting, where there are two armed camps squaring off and fighting and shooting at each other. And men are dying. And they're getting wounded. And equipment is being destroyed. And an army is being destroyed in the field. Now, that is what a war is. And that is the tactical objective and the strategic objective of war, to destroy... Shit.
Take it easy. Take a drink of water.
Where's that water when I need it?
Here's a beer. Don't give him a beer.
Here. To destroy the army in the field.
Whose army?
The other army, you jackass on wheels.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about here.
The general just put it in the most succinct and the best possible way.
Yes, you did, General.
Yay! There you go, General.
Well, someone's got to bring this thing under control. And Bill O'Reilly wasn't in anything like that. Now... the pea brains and metal midgets that listen to him and watch him, they may think that is a war zone. Good for them. They can go out and say everything they want. But Bill O'Reilly, now I'll tell you, I'll be happy to go on the Bill O'Reilly show and explain the facts of life to that jackass.
Wait a minute. I thought you said that you liked Bill O'Reilly.
I can't stand him. I'm just trying to tell you that that guy will never be brought down because he's got that guy Roger Ailes. She's... well, yeah, you know, sometimes I think the two of them are, you know, cutesy boys, yeah.
All right, come on.
Get stuck back there being all loving each other.
Well, I wonder what it is that either Ailes has on O'Reilly.
Well, more like the other way around, don't you think?
I would think it's the other way around. I think that maybe Ailes or O'Reilly has pictures of Ailes. I can't even imagine that. What is it? Is it a goat? God.
All right.
I'm fine. I was not allowed to say.
Go ahead. You wanted to say what, Rudy?
I wanted to say I came back to Argentina and I had money, and it was at that time that I was going to look for a wife. And I began to look for a wife, and that is when I realized how to treat a woman, because I'd been in the cosmopolitan capitals and the cosmopolitan cities of America and Europe, and I saw the women of Argentina for the first time to be respected and to be shown the wares and the very the handsome accoutrements, you know, of America. And I said to them, la 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 la, la 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 la, and that's when I really knocked it out of the park. I'm Rudy Canosa. I gotta get out of here.
Where are you going?
I'm getting the fuck out of here. Use my language, Phil. I'm getting out of here.
Well, you are gonna be a...
He's fine.
You're gonna be... I gotta get out of here, okay? I gotta get out of here. I'm tending bar.
Phil.
Let him go.
Yes, he's done.
All right, Rudy.
I gotta get out of here. I'm late already.
I'm just gonna tell you, man. Did you want to have a couple of pops after work?
Yeah, come on by.
So, Phil, I think that I didn't really say it at all. I don't like O'Reilly, and the general doesn't either, but the guy is, you know, he's Teflon.
Rudy didn't say that. All Rudy did was talk about his country and the Argentinian Mijay.
Oh, that's right. It was some...
Yeah, he was talking about some fictitious Argentinian elf, and I think it's bullshit.
Well, I don't know. But I'll tell you that I'm glad I was able to get this out. I'm glad... Excuse me for a minute. Would you take some allergy medicine, Phil?
I promise.
Thank you. I'm glad that I was able to get... And I'll tell you something else. I think that this guy, Bill O'Reilly, will sooner or later step up one... He'll slip up one too many times, and then you'll see what will happen.
All right. I got to get off the phone because this phone is a piece of shit.
I understand, Phil.
But thank you very much. Good talking to you. That is Don Berman from Channel 19 News.
What's wrong with the phone?
I don't know what's wrong with the phone, but you can hear that home in it. Listen. What the fuck is that? I got a brand new board. I got a brand new fucking board, and I'm listening to that shit? You guys better get this goddamn thing fixed around here. I am telling you, man.
Better trust that kind of board there.
Let me see something here. Hold on for just a minute. What the fuck is that, huh? I got to be able to use the EQ on this motherfucking phone, so don't start telling me I'm going to do with EQ. Is it the gate on this thing? What is this? Get rid of this phone. I'll tell you what. I don't have to get rid of the phone. This is what I'm going to do with the phone. I'm going to take it outside, and I'm going to throw it in the street. This phone's a piece of shit, okay? I want this motherfucking thing out of here. I want another phone.
Well, that's really great, Phil. You have a brand new piece of equipment here, your brand new digital board.
Brand new digital board that I don't think anybody knows how to use, except for me. I've just figured out the gate on this thing, and now I have a phone that has gotten worse. This phone couldn't be more than 2 or 3 days old. Who made this piece of shit? I got money that says it's one of those, I don't know, but...
Now,
get rid of that phone. We got to bring back my old phone, okay? Don't throw out equipment until we're sure that the new equipment is the equipment we want. This thing is a piece of shit. And it's gotten even worse since we put in this... Yeah, good. Great. It's gotten worse since we put this new board in. I don't want this thing in here anymore. I'm going to unplug this now. Get another phone. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Well, don't you have another one over there?
Get another one out there. There's like 2 or 3 princess phones.
Get the phones that we have. We got about 2 or 3 phones up there in the closet. There.
Well, why can't they fix it?
No, you don't fix phones. You do not fix phones. Phones don't get fixed. You take them and you throw them. When a phone is brand new and it's only 3 weeks old...
Well, Phil, we've heard your speech before about equipment.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if a phone is only 3 weeks old and it starts to sound like that, you don't fix it. You take it and you throw it in the street. And you run it over, okay?
Well, what about getting your money back?
I'm not going to do business with the company anymore. I don't even want to have anything to do with the company anymore. It's not even worth me putting it in a box and sending it back to them. I will simply, as soon as I find out who made that thing, I'll announce it here on the air, and that I don't want to have anything more to do with that phone. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God damn.
I feel like Sean, don't get enough shine.
Be right back, world famous Phil Henry Show.
He ain't got the tattoos, he ain't throwing up signs, but let me throw up mine, and also let me shut his vision of mine. Fuck the finish line, just finish your lines, and if getting your point across crosses the line, some of the time, then cross it with pride. That's real, man.
The world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Oh, by the way, today I was on Crybabies. Yeah. Susan Orleans, Sarah Thayer, and Crybabies. So that's a podcast that we're going to enjoy. I think you'll hear that. Now, do you have an air date for that? No, we don't have an air date yet for that, but we will. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are going to join us here in just a moment, and they're going to be with us to talk about Patty Arquette.
Yes, I think this is worth talking about. I thought Patty Arquette's statements were, they were lovely, but at the same time, I think that they,
Oh, God, spit it out.
Excuse me, bud. But when we are talking about, when we are women talking about empowering other women, I don't need you and your mental midget ways, all right? So, is Bobby there? Let's get Bobby. Bobby Dooley is with us. Darling, it's Margaret.
Oh, yes, sir. Good morning.
Well, good morning, dear. What did you think of Patty Arquette's comments?
Well, I thought they were great. I really did. I thought that what Patty said echoed a lot of the comments that had been made to me on the podcast that we have had done did with her. And I like to think that Patty was speaking for all women when she said that, you know, everybody has to get on board. And I think that that is part and parcel of the empowerment of people.
Well, I disagree.
Right, let me just say, Margaret was disagreeing here, Bobby, to the extent that she didn't like Patty saying that gay people need to get on board and...
gay people need to get on board. I mean, everyone has to be on board.
Yes, but when gay people have women as well as...
As well as what?
As well as men. So when she said, well, gay people need to help women, there are already gay women.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, Patty was on Patricia. Her name is Patricia Arquette. I think we should have a little bit of respect in that way.
I think everybody respects Patricia Arquette. I don't necessarily agree with you, Margaret. I think what Patricia was, or Ms. Arquette was saying, was that people need...
Phil, no one's really talking to you.
Phil, I do have to go with Margaret on that. This is a woman's discussion.
Well, you know what, Phil? Let him go ahead and...
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead and talk.
Wait, let us go ahead and make... Let us go ahead. Let the girls talk so you guys can stand there and go, ha, 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 ha. Is that it?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm saying go ahead and talk about it.
I think that I understand what Patty Arquette was saying. She was saying that there has to be people who are willing to go the distance, and the blacks too.
Yes, but there are black women too.
Well, all right, technically you're right.
What do you mean technically? Yes, they are.
All right, but no one really thinks about that. All they think about are...
I think people think about that. I'm not going to nitpick this. I know what she was trying to say. She was saying that all the other groups that are of supposed special interest need to think about the one group that has been, you know, been sort of left in the dust from the beginning, and those are women.
Well, what about black women? Shouldn't they fight for the racial rights of the right of the races and the...
Yeah, to fight about the racial rights. What do you mean? Well, they already did fight about the racial rights.
That was the whole point. I mean, women have fought for everybody else's rights, and now it's time for us to get ours.
Bobby!
No, it's time for us to get ours, and we're going to get ours. Do you remember the song by Lee Michaels and his drummer, Frosty? And Frosty went on to be a member of a group called the Naughty Sweeties. And he sang a song called When Will I Get Mine?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Steve's here. You remember that song, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know how old I was, about maybe 8. I think I was only about 9, 8 years. I think I was about either 8 years old or 2 years old.
Yeah, but the Naughty Sweeties, Phil, do you remember them?
Yeah, I do, and I remember Frosty singing, "When Will I Get Mine?" Are you trying to tell me that that is now the anthem of the woman's movement?
Yes, but that's what I'm saying, Phil. Sounding all masculine the way you do, going, you know, God, listen to you.
Mr. Henry, please don't disrespect it, you know.
Who's it?
My wife.
Not an it, Steve.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's all well and good to say, "When will I get mine?" But we as women, yes, we've been in the forefront of all of these fights.
May I ask a question at this juncture?
Yes, General, you may, but I know when you ask it like that, you're about to get cantankerous.
Yes, I am. I'm about to get what's called old guy pissed, which means I'm going to get cranky over a bunch of chicken shit. So...
Then why do it?
Because I feel like it.
What do you mean old man pissed?
Oh, I know what that... My dad gets that way. My dad gets... He gets old man cranky. That's when you go to Starbucks and you want to start jumping up and down and acting like an asshole because they didn't give you your sweet and low.
Oh, all right. I understand what you mean by that. Well, so what do you want to say, General?
Oh, is that what old man... Yeah, okay, that's what old man... What I want to say is this. I think that Ms. Arquette is right that we got to help women. And I think she's right that women have been there, help, you know, kicking ass for everybody else.
Do you think women should be in combat?
I'm not talking about that right now. God damn! I'm only kidding.
God damn, General, you scared my wife. She's all passed out. My wife passed out.
What do you mean she passed out?
Is she all right?
No, she's not. Are you okay, honey? Honey.
Don't slap me. You never slap me.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm all right. I just went out when I heard the General get all weird. But I want to say this, and then I'll get off the phone. Women need to be respected.
But don't you understand there are gay women and black women?
Yes, I do. But we have to ignore them. Only women that...
Only white women.
Well, we have to start somewhere. Let's respect the white women because they represent all women.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
General, my father was in the United States Army.
Yeah, he was a dumbass that wanted to go to El Toro and be a Marine.
What's dumb about that?
He was already in the Army. Oh, God.
Man, I mean, come on. You ought to know that, Ms. Dooley.
That's right. I forgot about that. Well,
all right, Bobby, I think your point is that we, women need to, let's respect only white women because they represent all women. I don't think Patty Arquette or Patricia Arquette was saying that at all. She was just talking about the rights of women.
Yes, the rights of women, but what about the rights of black women? They're women.
She was saying that when we talk about, I know what she was saying.
Mr. Henry, if you know what she was saying, I know what she was saying. And Ms. Gray making an issue out of it really pissed me off.
I'm sorry?
It pissed me off.
My wife's getting faint after hearing the General go on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I was just screwing around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she fainted again.
All right. I hope she gets better. We have to get going.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Great. I mean, my wife, she could have a brain tumor, but you go right ahead, Mr. Henry.
I doubt it.
Well, should I call to see how she is?
Yeah, maybe I'll.
Go ahead.
I want to tell you something. Hey, this kind of hair splitting on this bullshit. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, now the language, General. I'm going to get up and walk out.
I'm sorry, Margaret. But when you're splitting hairs on this thing, everybody knows what Patricia Arquette meant when she said that women's rights have taken a back seat to the fight for all the other rights. No one's saying that black women don't have rights, or that black women have not been fighting for black female rights. But the fight is for the fight of the rights. The rights of the...
What is it with you guys? Every time something gets that particular, you guys can't articulate it.
What?
What does that mean?
I'm saying exactly what I said. When things begin to get a little too complex, you guys get lost. And while you're trying to say, you know, something in support of Patricia Arquette, and Margaret, you are standing against her because you're saying that when she said women's rights, you said she automatically was ignoring the fact that the female rights and female lesbians or female gay people or female whatever, you know.
Transgender.
Well, they're not female transgender. They're transgender.
All right. But you're saying that's already being taken care of?
Yeah, see, that's wrong. And that's what I think Bugsy
Arquette.
It's Patricia Arquette.
All right, what did I say?
You said Bugsy Arquette.
No, I did not.
All right. Patricia Arquette, and the idea that women's rights have taken a backseat to black women's rights or LGBT women's rights or whoever, Hispanic women's rights, is kind of a weird concept, and I think you're going to get into a lot of bullshit I think a lot of people just don't like the fact that she made that statement, and it went over very well, and I agreed with it.
Well, I agreed with it, too. You know, and but Margaret...
I understand why I stand opposed to it, and I will stand opposed to it. And I am a woman who has been in the Hollywood... Look, Frank and I have gone to so many Academy Awards and Oscars. It's... I understand... For us, it's a lot of fun. For the people out there, as I said on Twitter today, it could very well be a paralyzing skull hammering. You know what I mean? I'm not saying... What are you looking at, bud?
Well, when you said skull hammering...
What about it? Is everything with you having to do with oral sex?
God damn, bud. I didn't say that.
All right, then what did you mean?
Well, if you say you're going to take a lady's head... Man...
You know, Phil, I really, you'll be happy to know that I have cured myself... of wanting to beat it to death. Now I want to do something with my eyes. I hope I can just look at you, bud, and make you want to begin to remove the flesh from your throat. God damn it. Don't you laugh at me.
Margaret, walk it off. Yeah. All right, we're going to take I think we'll take a 24-hour break. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that sounds about right to me, man. I can't take this bullshit any longer.
All right, we will be back. Here on a world-famous Phil Henry show, bright and early tomorrow at some time. I don't know, whenever the hell it is you want to, whenever you guys want to download it or upload it or, you know. Thank you, our good, very good friend Rudy Canoza. Thank you, Don Berman. Thank you, Bobby Dooley. Thank you, Steve Dooley. Thank you, Patricia Arquette. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. And thank you, me. And
thank you, me.
Thank you, me, Margaret Gray, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry, for the Sideshow Network, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network, or for Siempre Incorporated, right?
I'll do it. Phil Henry Show, produced by Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
Yeah, that's it. Let you go wrong.
Blood.